If you were listening yesterday, Angela had a piece on the news, a story. Women who work the night shift more than twice a week might be increasing their risk for breast cancer. This according to Danish researchers. And it suddenly flashed on me that this kind of work has been, at least inquiry into this, has been going on for quite a while at the University of Connecticut, specifically by Dr. Richard Stevens, who's joining us for a few minutes this morning. He specializes in epidemiology and is with us for a few moments. And really, Doctor, this goes back to something you started wondering about back in the late 70s, right? Why women in industrialized nations have a tendency to develop breast cancer more so than people living in more primitive societies or less developed societies.
Yeah, right. That's right. It was the mid-1980s. I wondered what was going on and thought, well, maybe light at night and the disruption of circadian rhythms might be part of the problem.
And in this particular study, they said, look, if you work, there are a number of things that do come into play, and I think the circadian rhythms is part of it, in that there are people that are morning people, there are people that are night people, and is it more pronounced with a certain type of genetic physiological makeup?
We think so. We thought long ago that if there was increased risk for shift workers, morning type people would be at even greater risk because they have more difficulty adapting to night work. We don't know yet what specific genetic component there is to morningness, but we think that there must be.
How significant from the work you've done, and you've been on this, and like I say, I wanted to give you, you know, a little respect here because you've been working on this for a long time.
Thanks.
You know, well, to the Danish folks, you know, what took you so long? But I mean, you've been looking into this for quite a while. Is it? And I think when you and I talked, oh, maybe a couple of years ago, you were looking into the electric light and so on and so forth, and I got the impression there was something coming out of the lights. You know, that might have something to do with it. Is it more the disruption of the circadian rhythms?
Well, yeah, it's a little bit complicated. You know, it takes a long time to prove things like smoking causes lung cancer because we cannot do a trial.
Sure.
We can't make people smoke and not smoking. So yeah. It's the same thing here. It takes a while because it's observational, but we can still prove it if we have enough evidence. One prediction of this light at night idea is that shift working women would be at higher risk. And this is the latest, you know, and now kind of a long series of studies.
Right.
It's new in the sense that it does have information about whether it's a morningness or eveningness.
If you know, what are the odds? In other words, do we know by what factor working at night might be able to increase, you know, what percentage it would increase your risk of breast cancer, a woman's risk?
Yeah, well, this is an important idea about risk communication. It looks as though it does increase risk about 50%. Now, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it does.
And it is, but the absolute risk is maybe 1 in 1,000. So you're going from 1 in 1,000 to 1.5 in 1,000.
Okay.
But it can be cumulative, and so year after year, it's hard to tell.
Well, I think we'll need to visit on this again as you continue your work, and I wish you the best of success. I hope you find an answer. Doctor, it's always great to talk to you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Ray, for following us.
Take care. Richard Stevens, Dr. Richard Stevens over at UConn. As I say, it's a slight risk, and the doctor's very honest about it. I admire that. It's 6:23 on WTIC.